One of the most basic questions about Parshas Nasa is the redundancy, as the Torah repeats over and over and over the offerings, the matanas that were brought by each Nasi, by each head of Shevet, Karbonai, Karas, Kesef, Achash, Leishim, Umeo, Mishkala, literally psukim after psukim, dozens and dozens of psukim, where we learn whole halachas, piles of halachas from extra letters and from extra words, and here the Torah for some reason just goes over and over and over. And you know, this kind of reminds me of the feeling that sometimes creeps into your mind, like by Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. You're sitting and you're davening with such kavanah, and you're begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for life, and you're saying the words, Chasmeinu B'Sefer HaChaim, and the thought sometimes crosses your mind, like, I know that I'm saying this and I'm having this direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's listening to my tefillahs, but you know what? You know how many other people are davening at exactly the same moment, saying exactly the same words all over the country and all over the world? Like, how does that work even? Could I be having this exclusive, this meyuchadika conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu when at the same time everyone else is doing that? Doesn't that take away from my exclusivity and from my personal connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And the best way to explain this is with a very well-known story, which I heard before Pesach. I don't remember who told it to me, but it's a great story. There were two brothers in the early 1900s that left Europe. One of them went to Eretz Yisrael, where he struggled terribly with Parnassi. He had a large family with many mouths to feed, and the other was constant hunger in the mishpacha. And the other went to the United States and did very, very well, became a tremendous Aisher, a very wealthy person, but Nebuch, he never had children. And the brothers would communicate with one another all the time. And one time the brother in New York said to his brother, he says, listen, you Pasha don't have what to give your kids to eat. I'd like to make you a deal. You sell me one of your children. Selling. I don't mean sell, but we'll make a legal document that one of the children in your family comes mine. I'll become my Ben Yachid. I'll take care of him. I'll send him to yeshiva. I'll literally treat him like my own child. And for the, you know, for giving up one of your 12 children, I will give you, I don't know, for an equivalent of $1 million. And this way, your family will have parnasa. You'll have what to eat and give to the rest of the children. And you literally, your life will become so much better. And obviously, the brother in Eretz Yisrael said, it's not even a possibility. I would never get my children up. But as the time passed and things just got worse and the hunger was a constant companion, him and his wife eventually capitulated and they signed the document. They signed the shtar that says that one of their children is going to go over to their brother and he's going to raise this child like his own child. The night before they were supposed to send their child over, just the night before, him and his wife went from bed to bed trying to decide which one of their children. Look how cute Chani is. We can't bear life without Chani. And look at Moshe. He's like a little tzaddik just lying there peacefully. And look at Tamima. And they went from child to child to child and they couldn't bring themselves to take any of their children and send them Me'ever Layam, even though they'd have the most amazing, amazing upbringing. The next day, he somehow got to his brother, through to his brother, and he told his brother the deal's off. He goes, what do you mean? We have a deal. We have a signed shtar. You have a chiyuv to pay. You can't just renege on your agreement. And his brother said to him, the shtar was a mekach tais, it wasn't true. He says, what do you mean? He says, the shtar said that we're going to give you one of our 12 children. But the truth is, last night we realized we don't have 12 children. We have one Maishi. We have one Chani. We have one Tamima. We have one Zevi. We have one Chavi. Each of our children is a Ben or a Bas Yachid. Maybe we have a lot of children in our family, but we don't have 12 children. We have 12 Ben or Bas Yachidais. And I think that may be ipshat in this karban. Yes, each and every nasi brought exactly the same karban, but in their unique way, each one was banim atem l'Hashem l'kechem. Each one was a bini b'chayri. Each one was a ben yachad, an exclusive child. And to teach us this important lesson, how every single member of Klal Yisrael is dear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone can have their own personal kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah spends many, many psukim and so much time over and over, Kaf achas, etc., etc., to show us that they maybe brought the same karban, the same offering, the same matana, but each one, it wasn't one of 12 shvatim, each one was a ben yachid, an exclusive child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's realize our exclusivity and the personal and unique relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have with each and every one of us. Let's nurture that relationship, that make that relationship grow in Amir Tz Hashem. In the process, we will have such hatzlacha and ziyata d'shemayah.